In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Friday, the fifth day of May. Good as always to have you here, everybody. So much to talk about, so little time. Jobs, of course, the Federal Reserve, health care, naturally, and taxes. We are going to dig right in. Rachel Abrams is with the New York Times. Cardiff Garcia is at the blog FT Alphaville. They are both in our studios in New York City. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Hey.
Cardiff, let me start with you and the jobs report. 211,000 new jobs in the economy last month. Unemployment rate is at 4.4%. We're going to have Mitchell Hartman in about 3.5 minutes talking about wages. What stuck out to you in this jobs report?
It was a good report almost across the board, and it comes as something of a relief. I mean, if you look at the economic indicators from the last couple of months on economic growth, unemployment, and on inflation, it seemed like maybe the economy had hit a bit of a soft patch and people weren't sure if that was the case or if this was just a bit of statistical fluctuation of the kind that you can expect from time to time. And it looks like this jobs report provides evidence that actually the economy continues galloping along, or if not galloping, then at least casually trotting along. And so it comes as a bit of a relief, I think.
Perhaps it's cantering. I don't even know. So Rachel, Janet Yellen, about whom I'm about to ask you both in a minute, she often says that economic expansions, she's never seen one run out of steam because of old age. That said, this economy has been going for a long time now, adding jobs for like 80 consecutive months. It is long in the tooth, no?
It is, but then again, it's not super clear when is the perfect time, right? So yeah. Even though unemployment is low, there's still questions about participation in the labor force, mm-hmm. and interest rates. And so looking at unemployment in and of itself, sure, those might be encouraging figures because obviously the Fed is looking for the economy to be healthy in terms of when they want to raise rates. So that's one good sign, but it's not the only sign, and it's certainly not totally clear cut when this is going to happen.
All right. So you actually are new to our little Friday chat. So I'm going to throw something at you that Cardiff knows probably what's coming. Yeah, here it goes. It's all right. And it's only going to be live on the radio. So don't worry about it. Little game we play every now and then called What is Janet Yellen Thinking in 5 words or Less? The Fed, of course, met this week on interest rates. They said they're not going to raise now, that weakness in the first quarter was transitory. So in 5 words or less, what is Janet Yellen thinking?
She's thinking interest rates. I don't know what she's thinking. Maybe Cardiff has a better answer.
No, Cardiff, go ahead.
If I can do like a, what do you call it, a contraction or whatever when you combine two words, I think she'd say, I'll stay slow and steady, something like that.
Slow and steady. All right, I'll give you that.
Inflation. Can I
just say inflation 5 times, and that would be a winner because there is none. All right, let me change gears here, Cardiff, for a second, and get to not the healthcare debate so much, but what happened after the healthcare vote this week. Republicans went to the White House. President Trump had a celebratory event in the Rose Garden. He said, "Yes, we passed healthcare onward and upward," and then he said, now we're going to turn to tax reform. I wonder what the feeling is about how hard tax reform is going to be, given how hard healthcare was, if that makes any sense.
Very hard. And we got some inkling of that earlier this year when they wanted to pass something called the border adjusted tax, which Marketplace covered quite a bit. That ended up falling by the wayside because what ends up happening with any kind of tax reform is that some people will be helped and some people will be hurt. But the people who will be hurt are going to make a lot more noise about it than the people who will be helped, because that's often a very diffuse crowd. And so negotiating that kind of thing, navigating it through Congress, is always really tough, especially if it's going to be a big package like the one that the Republicans have been discussing in recent weeks.
Do you think there's a chance, Rachel, quickly before we run out of time here, that this gets done by the end of the year, as has been promised by the White House?
I think it seems really difficult. Tax reform is tax overhaul. Tax reform is so complicated. It's not there's not one cohesive industry that's all in agreement. I think it's really tough.
Right. Rachel Abrams at the New York Times taking the quiz live on the air. I'm sorry, I stayed.
doing great.
Cardiff Garcia at the blog FT Alphaville. Thanks, you two.
Thanks, Kai.